This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. When we talk about nutritional solutions to stop the spread of the coronavirus, such as zinc and vitamin D, you know, the mainstream medical people say, oh, you can't talk about zinc. There's no evidence that it works. And so you ask them, well, what's your solution? And they say, well, a vaccine. Oh, you mean the vaccine that doesn't exist and has never been proven to work? And they say, yeah, that vaccine. So how do they know the vaccine's going to work? And why should we wait 18 months or so for a vaccine when zinc is available right now? I mean, shouldn't we do something with what we have now? Knowing that zinc is an antiviral mineral, according to the NIH, and probably thousands of published studies talk about zinc and its antiviral, you know, inhibition effects. It interferes with RNA transcriptase functions of viral replication. That's well established. That's not pie in the sky stuff, but their vaccine doesn't even exist in anything that's been tested. I mean, maybe they've got a couple of human beings on some paid suicide trials or something. Here, take $5,000. We'll inject you with this vaccine and hope you live. You know, maybe they've got that going on, but there's nothing proven from the world of vaccines, nothing whatsoever. Today is April 1st, and this is Mike Adams here for pandemic.news. And what we need to talk about today is, why isn't President Trump talking about zinc and vitamin D? I mean, he's already talked about hydroxychloroquine, the off-patent generic prescription drug that is helping save hundreds of lives, if not more, already. You know, Trump talked about the drug, and then the media tried to shut him down. Oh, don't talk about the drug. And then you had governors of states like Michigan threaten to arrest doctors for prescribing chloroquine. Now, oh, guess what? The governor of Michigan has reversed course. Now she's begging Trump for emergency supplies of the same drug that she said doctors would be arrested for prescribing. So even Democrats who were trying to downplay the drug are now begging for the drug. Why? Because it works. I mean, how long before these Democrats are begging for zinc? You know, because the people who are dying from this are largely Democrats. It's the Democrat cities where the replication is taking place. It's the high-density population centers where the hospitals are getting overrun, like New York City. And soon, Chicago and, you know, San Francisco, perhaps, and many other places. It's the lockdowns that are hurting the cities the most. So why wouldn't Democrats want zinc and vitamin D? Why wouldn't they want to spread knowledge about these solutions? And the answer is because they don't really care about their people either. All they care about is protecting Big Pharma. Got to protect the profits and the payoffs and the campaign finance funds that come out of the pharma industry. They will never let a nutritional supplement save lives because they can't let nutrition get any credit. They would rather people die, their own people. They would rather see millions of Democrats die than to ever let it be known that zinc can save lives or vitamin D can prevent respiratory infections. You know, the story has to be Big Pharma saved lives. And look how bad the deaths got. And then Big Pharma came along with their vaccines and they saved all these lives. Oh, you mean the lives that didn't have to die if people had known the truth about zinc and vitamin D and natural health to begin with? I mean, this is how evil the Democrats are. It's not just Democrats too. It's Republicans too. They're all taking money from Big Pharma. They're all whores for the pharmaceutical industry, almost without exception. Because Big Pharma owns Congress. Big Pharma owns the medical schools. Big Pharma owns the media. The whole country has been infiltrated and taken over by Big Pharma, which also runs Big Tech and Wikipedia, by the way, which is why anybody who says anything against vaccines, oh, you are attacked, you are smeared. They fabricate fake lies about you. It's just, they have entire black hat negative PR teams that attack anybody who says, oh, zinc might work. I mean, this country is being run by a Big Pharma mafia, a criminal mafia, a drug cartel. Just like Mexico is a narco state, America is a pharma state. And they would rather people die than to have the truth come out about zinc. It's stunning. It's amazing. But that's how evil they are. So at least the good news in this is that you don't have to be a victim of all this. You don't have to die from coronavirus. And frankly, America doesn't have to die either. We could get America back to work. We could end the lockdowns. We could restore the economy with zinc and vitamin D and masks and widespread testing. That's it. Maybe for the serious patients, use hydroxychloroquine. So four or five things, that's all it takes to end the lockdowns and end the economic collapse and get America back to work. But no one is willing to give zinc credit. No one in power wants Americans to learn that nutrition works, because that would end the billions of dollars in expected profits on the coronavirus vaccine. But more importantly, they want the vaccine to be mandatory, you see. So they're using this as a way to lock you down and enslave you in your own home or apartment, and to track you with an RFID chip or a vaccine barcode burned into your skin, you know, with a laser or something. This is like every dystopian sci-fi, you know, horrible movie that you can imagine. This is the end of human freedom. This is the rise of totalitarian medical takeover of society. But in order to do that, they have to censor the truth about zinc and about vitamin D and silence people who are pointing out the dangers of vaccines and the possibility that even a coronavirus vaccine might end up killing 100,000 Americans, by the way. And that'll be covered up too. So big tech, the tech companies, are complicit in this. They are colluding with the vaccine industry to see more Americans killed so they can position vaccines and vaccine mandates and the medical police state as the ruler over society, and they can silence once and for all the so-called anti-vaxxers and shut down all the anti-vax websites and destroy any person who says, maybe we could have cured this with just a few cents worth of zinc per person per day. For a few $100 million, the whole country could have free zinc. I mean, it's a fraction of the trillions of dollars in bailout money that's being pushed around America today to bail out the corporations and bail out the restaurants and bail out the airlines and bail out everybody, even the energy industry probably. The New York Times is begging for a bailout now. After lying to America about the Russia hoax and the impeachment hoax, they want a bailout? They want taxpayer money now? Give me a break. None of this had to happen. If we had just been honest with the American people and told people to get healthy and take the right supplements to bring your blood levels up to a normal, healthy level of zinc or vitamin D or iodine or B12 or any of these other things, vitamin C. It's dirt cheap. It works. It's safe. It's readily available. The answers are right in front of us. That's why I say anyone who dies of coronavirus actually dies of ignorance. They're not dying just of the virus. They're dying of ignorance, because almost no one should be dying. If people had knowledge, and if people like myself weren't censored, then this knowledge would be more widespread. So censoring the health ranger is getting people killed. Censorship is costing lives in America right now. And that is unacceptable, absolutely unacceptable. So spread the word on this. This is Mike Adams here. Tell people to go visit pandemic.news. Encourage people to take the right nutritional supplements, the ones that are right for them at the right doses for them. And we can beat this. We can conquer this. And thank you. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, also naturalnews.com. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well, and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods, with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product, because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com slash Prep with Mike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prep with Mike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger Store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prep with Mike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.